Utah has the highest rate of autism in the country, with about 1 out of 47 children thought to have some form of the disorder. Amy Peters is a behavioral analyst who works with children on the autism spectrum. She testified in a Utah Congressional Committee meeting in 2012 about the importance of therapy for these children.
There's really only one virtual certainty with kids with autism. They're going to get bigger and they're going to get tougher. And we know we can intervene and make a difference at a young age.
Studies have shown that early intervention can be effective at improving IQ, social interactions, and language ability. But therapy is expensive, costing tens of thousands of dollars every year. The Utah State Legislature has declined to require that health insurance companies cover treatment for the disorder, but they did develop a pilot program to provide 250 children free treatment through Medicaid. The Utah Department of Health enrolled children in the program last fall, but identified additional money to add 35 more children, says Colby Young, a spokesperson for the department.
So we were implementing the program and enrolling children, and therefore had several months where treatment and services were not being provided. So there was funding available at that time that we're now able to cover more children.
Children between the age of 2 and 6 can apply from now until July 12th. Young says that the selection process is randomized.
Applicants won't be selected on a first-come, first-served basis. So they're geographically assigned by local health district based on each district's population. So it's a randomized process in order to enroll these applicants.
Additional information and links to the application can be found at kcpw.org. For KCPW, I'm Kim Shusky.